possible may happen. You receive a bad report from the doctor. Your children abandon the faith. Problems in the family. Problems with the children. Loss of a job. And even death. The disciples of Jesus, they were in a similar situation. They were trapped in a storm on the Sea of Galilee. The circumstances of life allowed them to be in a life-threatening situation. In the beginning of the book of Mark, especially chapter 4, we see Jesus began to teach by the sea, and a great multitude was gathered to him, so that he got in a boat, and they told us that the boat had a capacity to hold about 15 people. And Jesus sat in the boat on the sea. And the great multitude was on the land facing the sea. Then Jesus taught them many things by parables. The geographic position of the Sea of Galilee triggered the storm. The Sea of Galilee is a lake over 700 feet below sea level. So this body of water is very low. The Lake of Galilee is surrounded by hills. So when the cold air from the mountains merged with the warm air over the lake, it creates sometimes violent and unexpected storms. What do you do when the unexpected circumstances make their way in your life? Often your first reaction is to try to get out of it by your own strength, by your own intellectual capacity. You use your critical thinking, your logic. You observe and see how you can solve your problem. Some of you even lose faith in Jesus. Some of you just go crazy. You tremble. You shake before the storm in your life, like people who have no hope. The disciples of Jesus, they had the same reaction. They tried to get out of their circumstances. They tried to get out of the terrifying situation by their own strength. These fishermen had spent their lives on the lake. They guided the boats through many storms before that event. But at that time, their strength, their skills, their ability, their experience, they were useless. There are many problems in your life. There are difficulties in your life. There are worries in your life. Torment, bitterness, hatred, stress. You have no power over them. You can't have victory over them on your own. Your knowledge can't save you. Your diplomas can't save you. Your degrees can't save you. Your skills can't save you. Your ability can't save you. Your prestige can't save you. Your social status can't save you. Your wealth can't save you. Your bank account can't save you. Even your family can't save you. The only person who has the power to save you, his name is Jesus Christ. The disciples of Jesus, they were so scared while they were in the storm. Just a second, it looks like they were about to sink. They were going to be swallowed up. The boat was filled with water. They were scared. They didn't know what to do. They think everything is over. And the text says that Jesus was sleeping. And this is the only recorded instance of Jesus sleeping in the Bible. They said to him, "Teacher, teacher, don't you care that we are perishing? We are dying, Jesus. Don't you care?" I can hear the voice of the author of Psalm chapter 10, verse 1, who says, "Lord, why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?" Sometimes we ask the same question. Sometimes it feels like Jesus is sleeping while you are going through your trials and tribulations. The scripture assures you that Jesus hears your cries. He sees your situations. And he has great plans for your life. God says to you today, brothers and sisters, for I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. Fear not, says the Lord of hosts, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. The cries awaken Jesus. In Mark 4, verse 39 says, Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. The Greek version of this passage tells us that the storm stopped immediately. Verse 44 says, Jesus said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And Matthew tells us, Jesus replied and said, why you have such little faith? Fear. That's the problem. Fear. When you're confronted with feeling of anguish in the presence of danger, you're scared. You're fearful. And Jesus asks us to have faith in him. While we are scared, but Jesus says, have faith in me. Faith is the absolute trust which allows us a living communion with God. Faith says yes to God and follows him, whatever doubts, obstacles, and resistance may arise. Our example is Jesus' faith that enabled him to trust completely in his Father and to do his will in all things. This is the faith that we need. This is the faith that you need. Daniel chapter 3 reminds us of the friends of Daniel when they had to bow down before the statue. And Daniel's friend, they said, O king, we will not bow down before your statue. Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace. Watch this. They said, even if our God does not deliver us, we will not worship the gold image. That's the kind of faith that we need as followers of Christ. Faith is not only believing that God is able to rescue you from your storm, but faith is trusting God even if he chooses not to deliver you. Without faith, you cannot please your Savior. Without faith, you cannot please God. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, Paul said that without faith, it is impossible to be pleasing to God. We cannot please him if we don't have faith in him. The Word of God teaches us that faith is an essential element in the life of the Christian. Faith is directly connected to our salvation. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, for by grace we have been saved through faith. So our faith is related to our salvation. Faith is also related to perseverance. In Revelation chapter 13, verse 10, it says, here is the perseverance and faith of the saints. The connection between faith and endurance and perseverance is well established in the scriptures. Brothers and sisters, we need to learn to persevere. We need to learn to endure, to persevere. Don't give up. Even if your prayer has not been answered, don't give up. If you can't find a job that you're looking for, don't give up. If you don't see how you're going to make it, don't give up. If your husband doesn't want to give his life to Christ, don't give up. If you can't pass the test, don't give up. If you feel that you're tired of this world, don't give up. If your children left the church, don't give up. For weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Genuine faith is in fact persevering. It stands the test of time, even though you have to go through dark times in your life. But Paul helps us to understand the concept of faith. It says in Romans 12, verse 3, by the grace given to me, I say to each of you not to think too highly of yourself, but to put on modest feelings according to the measure of faith that God has bestowed on each of us. First of all, it should be noted that God has granted us a portion of faith. Now the question is therefore no longer what to do to obtain faith, but rather how do we increase the portion of faith that God has already given us. That's the reason the disciples of Jesus in Luke 17, they said, Lord, Lord, please increase our faith. And in Romans 10, verse 7, we hear Paul saying, faith comes from what we hear, and what we hear comes from the word of God. It is through careful study of the Bible, in a spirit of humility and sincerity, that each of us will learn to know more about God, and from there to trust Him more and more, and our faith in God will grow day by day. In the book Desire of Ages, Ellen White says, living faith in the Redeemer will calm the sea of your life and deliver you from danger in ways He judges best. When Jesus told His disciples, let's go, let's cross over to the other side, because Jesus is God, He knew that there is a storm waiting for them on the Sea of Galilee. Sometimes God brings us to a place where we are not comfortable to test your faith in Him. Sometimes He leads you to places when people are watching you, they may be like, oh, God didn't send you that way. God didn't tell you to do this. God didn't tell you to do that because you are in a storm. Sometimes God leads you to that storm so His might, His glory, His power can be shown. Mark 4, verse 41 says, Jesus not only stopped the storm, but the disciples, they were amazed. They were fearful. Their astonishment suggests that although they walked with Jesus, they did not know the supreme power of the Master. The disciples did not know that Jesus could have performed this miracle. They saw Jesus casting demons in the past. They saw Jesus healing the sick. They even saw Jesus resurrecting the dead. But they never saw Jesus exercising power over the forces of nature. They were perplexed. We are walking with Jesus. We are praying to Him every day. We are singing His praise. We are preaching the gospel. We are touching lives. But still, we do not experience His power because we do not allow Him to showcase, to display His power in our life. The reason is that we do not trust Him. The reason we do not experience His omnipotence in our life, His unlimited power, is because we are fearful and we have little faith. Because the disciples, they were trying to save themselves. So it took them a long time before they woke up Jesus. One lesson we learn is that sometimes The duration of our storm depends on how you react to it. The longer you wait to call upon the Lord, the longer you might stay in the storm. Mark tells us that there were other boats that followed Christ. This is something very important. We can learn from it in the passage. While Jesus was with the disciples on the Sea of Galilee, there were also many other little boats that followed Jesus on the lake. And the boats which had set out to follow Christ, they had passed through the same dangers, the same terror, and despair seized those who occupied those boats. But they were also saved from the storm because of Jesus. You see, your faith in Jesus will not only deliver you, your faith in the Master will not only save you from the storm, but your faith can be a source of blessing to other people around you. The same way, your lack of faith in Jesus may cause other people, people who are following you, your family members, your wife, your children, your husband, your lacking faith may cause them to suffer. The focus of our text is that Mark wants us to know that Jesus was not only human, he was tired, and he was sleeping. But Mark wants us to know that God, that Jesus, he was also God. And he is still God. By commanding the sea to be calm, Jesus displayed his omnipotence, which is one of the attributes of God. That's why in Psalm 67 verse 7 it says, "You who still the noise of the seas, the noise of the waves." Psalm 107 verses 23-25 says, "Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises the stormy wind, lifts up the waves of the sea." There is nothing that is impossible for Jesus to do. He can heal you. He can heal your loved ones. He can restore your marriage. He can bring back your children to him. He can give you the love of your life. He can give you a home. He can change your life. He can help you to forgive. He can deliver you from addiction. He can deliver you from pornography. He can set you free from abuse. He can save you. He can save you in the storm. He can give you eternal life. Brothers and sisters, dear friends, the disciples who were walking with Jesus, they went through some very difficult times. And the people who followed Jesus had also suffered from strong winds. But Jesus showed up and saved them. There's an author that says, "I would rather be with Jesus in the storm than without him in the calm." Ellen G. White in the book of Testimonies for the Church, volume 3, she says, "We have nothing to fear for the future except to forgive the teachings of the Lord and how he has led us in the past." As Christ stilled the winds and the waves of Galilee, so he is able to still the storms in your life that so often burst unexpectedly and with violence over your soul. The peace that you're looking for, you can't get it from the world. The peace that you're looking for, you can't get it from the United Nations. The peace that you're looking for is grounded in your relationship with Christ. Dear friends, let us have faith in our Savior. Let us have faith in Jesus Christ. Let us have faith in God so that we can experience the almighty power of him who calls us from darkness to his wonderful light. This is my prayer for you today. And may the Lord bless you abundantly. Amen.